Okay, today's daf is Pehe. We're going to go back to the two dots where the last class I didn't explain so well at the very end, so we're going to go back there, redo that, explain it better, and continue from there. Okay, Furuch Lemo, Ledvar Abadina, Ozavram Shema Ben Chanakar, Mipat Nimu, Olipina Bat Racha, Frida Chayamak, Esther Bat Zipporah, Dadi Ben Merim Chayarud, Yosef Ben Rechele, Bat Rivka, Rafael Yoshua, Falek Ben Bracha Bati, Elmer Bat Chay, Rina Chay, Bat Shoshana, Yaakov Ben Rosa, Lilo Nishma Chana, Bat Atara, Lezim and Sarah. Okay. Kadvo betocho. If you remember, the Mishnah said that if you write in the get, harea utera l'chol adam, chu'ela l'ploni, right, which was a whole machloket, is it chutz or is it almanat? If you write that in the get, then what happens? We say it's no good and you have to redo the whole get. You can't just erase it and fix it up. So now, Amar Rav Safra, kitavo betocho tnan. So Rav Safra says something seemingly very strange. If you write it inside, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Now, the Mishnah said that explicitly. So the Gemara says, pshita, kadvo betocho tnan. It says that. Why do you have to tell us that? So now they say no. Tnan, mau detem, mau detem, you might have thought, hane mili la'achar hatoref. Aval lefnei hatoref, afilo alpeh nami pasul. Kamashmalan. What might you have thought? You might have thought that only if you write it inside after the toref, after you write the important part of the get, is it a problem. Only, in other words, if it's written, as opposed to if you said it baal peh. If you just say it baal peh, what did we say in the beginning part of the Mishnah? You can still use the same get and redo it. So you might have thought that if you say it baal peh at an earlier stage, now usually at earlier stages we're more makel. This is what caused me the confusion yesterday. The earlier stage we're dafka more machmir, because if you say baal peh before you even write the Torah, remember the whole issue of a get, it has to be written lishma with all the right kavana. So what might you think? That if you said it baal peh, I'm writing a get to my wife and I'm only going to matir her, you know, to a certain, like I'll matir her to most people except for someone or except for a group of people. If you said that before the Torah was written, you might have thought that afilu alpeh nami pasul, that at that stage, since the sofer hasn't yet written the get, now he's about to write the important parts of the get, that the get was written with that condition, and therefore you might have thought it wouldn't be good even baal peh, and you'd have to rewrite the whole get. Comes Rav Safra to tell you, kitavotna. Only if you actually wrote it. We don't care what the kavanah you have before the Torah was written. That's not relevant. Okay? That's what Rav Safra thinks. That his point is only once it's written. It doesn't matter what you had in mind. And what his chiddush is that we might have thought that if you had it in mind before the important part of the get was written, and the important part of the get was written with that in mind, it would mess up the whole get. No. Only if it's actually written in the get is it a problem. That's what Rav Safra is saying. We're going to see a different opinion now, though. The Rava Amar, lo shanu ela la'achar ha-toref, aval lifnei ha-toref, afilu ha-peh nami pasul. But Rava says, no, even if you had it in other words, what's he saying? When it says it has to be written to mess up the get, what are they talking about? It has to be written where? When? After, right?
Not at the beginning, but after.
Not at the in other words, if it's, let's put it the other way. It's not what when it's written. It's, let's say you didn't write it. You had it in mind. According to Rava, if you had it in mind before the Torah was written, it's a problem. Only, when does it say kitavo, that dafka writing is an issue? Dafka writing is an issue after the Torah is written. After the Torah is written, if you add in words, or rather than baal peh, then it's a problem. Now remember, it's going to be a problem if you write it anytime. That's what's causing the see your face is so confusing. If I ever, no matter what, if I write in the words harayat v'teret la chol adam ela leploni, okay, that's going to mess up your get. But the question is, when does it mess it up in writing as opposed to baal peh? You just said it, right? The Mishnah gave the case where you said it as you were handing the get to the wife, obviously after the get was written. But now they're saying that there's two other stages where baal peh could be an issue. So now they're going to say everyone agrees that baal peh is not an issue after the Torah is written. But Rava comes and says, not only is writing an issue, but having it in mind when you before you wrote the Torah is also possible as the get. And then you'd have to rewrite a whole new get.
How do they know what the husband had in mind?
So no, al peh doesn't just mean you had it in your mind, but he said it.
Okay.
He said it in words. He said, I want you to write me get to my wife. I'm going to matcher to everyone except for so-and-so, right? We don't know what he actually had in mind. I use the al peh to mean in mind, but also bal peh said it in words. Okay. Thanks for asking. So that's the issue here. Okay, you can see it charted out also, okay, in the first chart on the page. The Az de Rava l'tame, and Rava goes l'shitato, da amra lehu Rava l'hanu dekat v'gite. He always said to the people writing the gets, Shatku shtoku labal. Make sure he's very, right, he doesn't speak. Ad diktavitu leila toref digita. Right, until after the toref part. Because again, right, according to Rava, it's a problem when katvo specifically and not when he said it bal peh is only an issue after the toref was written. But if before the toref, it would also possibly get if he just said it bal peh. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to see a machloka tana'im here. Kol tana'im poslim beget divrei Rebbe. Any kind of tana'i, this is a very interesting shita. Rebbe says that any tana'i that you write in a get, passels the get. Okay, we said you could give a get with all sorts of tana'im, right? Amanacha t'nili matayim zuz, that you give me money, amanat that you don't marry someone, right? All those things. We're going to see divrei Rebbe in a minute what his logic is. The chachamim omrim, Kol sheposel al peh, posel biktav. V'kol she'eino posel al peh, eino posel biktav. Okay, now we're going to give an example. Okay, so what does he say? Not every tnai that you write in the get is going to be a problem. Only the ones that if you said them bal peh when you were giving the get were pasel, the giving of the get. Those are the ones you're not allowed to write in the get. But a regular tnai, right now Rebbe shouldn't be so understandable. We're going to explain him in a minute. But a regular tnai that you can say when you're giving it over, of course you can write in the get. That makes logical sense. So now what are they going to say? So he's going to give an example. Like, chutz sheposel al peh, posel biktav. Al menat she'eno posel al peh, eno posel biktav. Remember we learned this? That if you say al menat that you don't marry so-and-so, that's considered a tnai, and that's a good tnai. That works. So if you said that or wrote it in the get, it would be fine. According to Chachamim, that's the case that Rebbe is going to argue with them, right? Rebbe is going to say, even if you write Almanat that you can't marry Ploni, that's going to apostle your get. So what do Chachamim say apostles your get? Chutz. Chutz you can't say, so you also can't write it. Okay. So now what's the issue? Why does Rebbe say that these are pasul? So the assumption is that Rebbe is gozer so that you don't write chutz, okay? Therefore, his goes are also an almanat when it comes to the writing of the get, not to the giving. So we're going to see now inside there's going to be a machloket. This is, okay, there's the second chart on your page is Rebbe and Chachamim. And the third chart is this machloket, Rebbe Zera and Rava, about in which case were they actually arguing about and in which case would they agree. Amar Rebbe Zera, machloket lifnei ha-toref, de Rebbe savar gazrinan almanat atu chutz, Rabbanan savrei lo gazrinan almanat atu chutz. Aval la'achar ha-toref divrei hakol kasher. Everybody agrees that the problem is only, that everyone agrees that after you write the toref, you can write almanat inside your get. But before you write the toref, it's going to be a problem. And the gzera is that we're worried that if we allow almanat, you'll end up writing chutz. Umatnitin de katane katvu, v'ukimna b'chutz. Okay, and our Mishnah, when it specifically says to write, what's it talking about? Ukimna b'chutz, right? It's talking about you can't write b'chutz, because that's shita chachamim, right? Aval amenat lo pasil. But when it says that you can't write it inside the get, it's only talking about the chutz case you can't write. But amenat, you'll be allowed to write. That's what we assumed anyway, right? Because that's the halacha. Or ibait ema, you could say that our Mishnah, according to this, is talking about lifnei ha-toref, before the toref was written, in which case it would be shitat rabbanan, right? That lifnei ha-toref, you'd be allowed to, right? And that's why it's only chutz and not almanat. But you could also say ibait ema la'achar ha-toref v'divrei hakol. It could be even after writing the toref. And then it's according to everybody, it's kasher, right? Lachar ha-toref. Right, it would be a case of chutz also, because chutz is always going to be a problem, right? And according to everybody, writing chutz is a problem, even lachar ha-toref. V'rava amar machloket lachar ha-toref. They're only arguing after the Torah is written. The Rebbe Savar Gazrinan Atu. Gazrinan Atu Lefnei HaTorah. Now the Gzerah is not Almanat or Chutz. What's the Gzerah? The Gzerah is, do we say that Lachar HaTorah, we're going to be Gozer on Lefnei HaTorah. Remember, we're always going to be more Machmir before the Torah, because that's before the important part is written. And then if we're going to write it in before the important part is written, it's going to mess up the get. So then they said, the machloket is lachar haTorah. The Rebbe Savar gazrinan atu lefnei haTorah. Rabbanan Savri lo gazrinan atu lefnei haTorah. Right? We're not going to be gozer and say you can't write it after the Torah when it's really okay, just because maybe you'll think that you can write it before the Torah. And Rebbe says, no. If we allow you to write it at some point, right, you can imagine this would cause confusion, that you might think that you can write it, right? Who's going to remember whether it has to be written before or after? Okay, aval lefnei haTorah, divrei hakol pasul. But according to this reading, everyone would agree that writing it before the Torah would be a problem. Umatnitin dekatane katvu, right? It has to be written in the thing. So what's the case? Ukimna bechutz, aval amanat lo pasil, achar haTorah, v'rabbanan hi. In other words, we're going to say that the Mishnah is talking about after the Torah, and it's only talking about chutz, because after the Torah, chachamim would think that what? After the Torah, almanat is fine. Only chutz is a problem. And, okay. V'rabbanan hi. Tane avuah de Rabbi Avin, kameh de Rabbi Zera. Okay, avuah, the father of Rabbi Avin, brought a braita before Rabbi Zera, and here's what he said. Katav get al tznai. Let's say you wrote the get al tznai. That's our case, right? Divrei hakol pasul. So now this is a very strange statement. We just said that writing a get al tznai, there's a machloket about it, right? So now we're going to try to be mekim what he's talking about. Because remember, we did say that they agree in certain cases that it's pasul or kasher, depending if you're Rabbi or Rabbi Zera, right? Look at the chart. Rabbi Zera would say that Divrei HaKol is kasher after the Torah is written. And Rava says that Divrei HaKol is pasul before the Torah. So we're going to try to be ma'amid Divrei, his dvarim in some case. So the Gemara is going to ask right away, Divrei HaKol pasul, v'hamifla plige. Didn't we just say that they argue? Ela ema l'divrei HaKol kasher. It must be that he means everyone agrees that it's kasher and not everyone agrees that it's pasul. V'hechidami l'achar haTorah. Okay, and what's the case? After the Torah is written, right? That's what Rabbi Zera said. Everyone agrees that it's kasher. Okay, now you have to remember, he's trying to work this out according to Rabbi Zera, because he brings this before Rabbi Zera. So that's why he's trying to find a case. Okay, what does he say? He says, you said Divrei HaKol agrees to something, right? You said Divrei HaKol agrees to its pasul. You must have been mistaken, and it must be Divrei HaKol kasher, and it's talking about la'achar haTorah. Okay, because now what does the Gemara immediately say? So v'rebi tana divrei, v'lema, why don't you say hareza pasul v'rebi? Why don't you say instead of, if he's going to fix up the braita, what does the braita say? The braita, right, what did he say? He said that the braita says divrei akol pasul. So what did he do? He changed the words, right? Divrei akol pasul. He changed the word pasul to kasher. He said, obviously, you messed up somewhere. And he was mekim in the case of la'achar haTorah, where everyone would agree. Okay? So he's saying, instead of doing that, instead of changing the word pasul, why don't you just change divrei akol and say, it's Rebbe. Okay? And Rebbe says it's pasul. Okay? And then that would also work. So what does he say? No, Tana, the Braita said divrei akol, itnye kasher itnye. The word said divrei akol, and therefore kasher b'pasul michlaf le hareze b'divrei akol lo michlaf le. In other words, what's the question? What do people generally confuse? Would they confuse saying the words everyone agrees versus it's just one person shita, or would they confuse kasher and pasul? Okay, this happens to me, by the way, when I'm teaching, and I'm teaching at a very fast pace, and sometimes I'll say the exact word opposite, because you sometimes mess up opposites, but you're not going to mess up everyone agrees versus it's a machloket. That's something that's much less likely to mess up, which actually makes a lot of logical sense. Okay, new Mishnah. We're finally, at the very, very end of the Masechet, we're finally getting to What does it say in an actual get? Okay? You'd think we would have dealt with this earlier, right? If you were writing a book about get, right? One of the first things would be, what does it say in a get? It certainly wouldn't be, if two aidim bring from, you know, if a shaliach brings it from Midiniya Hayam, right? What's he going to say? Okay. Hareha mutarat l'chol adam, ela, oh, sorry, I jumped ahead. We're not there yet. Next Mishnah, sorry. Okay, this Mishnah is still dealing with exceptional cases. Hareha mutarat l'chol adam, ela la'aba ulavicha la'chai ulachicha la'eved ulovek ochavim ulachol mi she'en la'alav kiddushin kasher. If he excludes now, right, the last Mishnah, remember, forget about all the details we got into, but the last Mishnah said, if you say, Harem Uter L'chol Adam Ela L'ploni, right, then it was a chutz, almanat, but the Mishnah simply says, Ela L'ploni, it's not a good get, right, it doesn't work. So now, what if you say, Harem Uter L'chol Adam, except for someone who is an Easter Araya, right, that you're going to get, now in this case, it's the Chayve Kritu. Okay, that you're chayav karet
you
for.
Like, if there's already an Easter.
Why would you do it? Who knows why you would do it? Okay, but like, okay, it's a good question. You can think about it. Maybe someone really is doing this, but it could be they're just trying to establish the gradations here, right? If it's a ram child fell down, the ploni, it's a problem. But if the ploni happens to be someone she has an Easter araya with, well, then that's not going to be a problem.
Well, if he's trying to torture her, maybe he's trying to apply something and then shame her.
Uh-huh, I see. It could be in a way of embarrassing her that, oh, you can't go now and marry your father. Like, it's a way of embarrassing her. Right.
Well,
could be.
Blah, blah, blah.
Humiliating her more. Yeah, definitely possible. Okay. So now, l'chol mi she'ein la alav kiddushin. Okay, anyone she can't marry, and this category is all, it doesn't say it, but you get your chayv karet for all of these isurim. As opposed to the next category, which is going to be chayv elavin. So if you say that, it's kasher. It's a fine get. It's irrelevant what you said. Hareya mutarat l'chol adam ela almana l'kohen gadol grusha b'chalutza l'kohen edyor. Right? These are all Easter lavim. Mamzeru netina l'Israel by Israel a mamzer. Okay, right? This is all. A kohen gadol can marry a divorcee or someone who did chalitza. A kohen edyor. Right? That's true. Oh, sorry. An almana to a kohen gadol. I forgot. I didn't say that right. The widow to the kohen gadol. The grusha or the chalutza to the kohen edyor. The regular kohen. The mamzeret or the netina to Israel, right? The netina or the givonim, right, from the time of Yeshua that we're not allowed to marry. Mamzeret is regular mamzer. All those people can't marry Yisraelim. Abai Yisrael the mamzeru le netin, okay, or the reverse. V'chol mi sheyesh la'alav kiddushin afilu ba'avera pasul. Okay, and anyone that there is kiddushin, but it's usur to do it. Right, by the way, this matches, right? There was a whole difference of opinion about whether kiddushin or tofsim and chayv elavim or not. Because we learned this way back, that if you marry someone who you're not allowed to marry and it's chiyuv karet, it's not considered that you even have kiddushin. When it came to a chayv elav, so there was a machloket about whether kiddushin or tofsim or not. This Mishnah clearly thinks that there is kiddushin. It will work, but it's obviously forbidden, and therefore... Okay, so now if you said, so this get is considered a shear of a get. In other words, since there is kiddushin tofsin by these people, these cases, if you said it, the get would be pasul. Okay, so the first slew of cases, the get would be kasher. The second slew would be pasul. So now, if you notice, all these cases... There were a list of cases, and then there was a mishpat misakem. There was a summary, right? Ulechol mi she'en alav kiddushin. And then the second case, ulechol mi she'esh alav kiddushin. So klala deresha, why did it make this klal? Whenever we have a list, and then we have a klal, we say, why do you have the klal? You already gave the list. So, klala deresha la tu yeshar chai v'kritut. Okay, the whole thing was to include now, right? Now the Gemara is giving it the terminology that the Mishnah didn't have of the Chayve Kritut and Chayve Lavim. The Mishnah just gave cases. The Gemara is coming in its typical way and giving names to that category. Okay, so that includes all other Chayve Kritut. Klala de Seipa, La Tuya Shar Chayve Lavim. Okay, here there's a different nuscha, whether you say this or not, but whether or not you say it, these would be more Chayve Lavim, like the Amoni and Moavi, Netine Mitzrayim, and the Edomi. Netin in the Mitzri, the Edomi, okay, all those people are also Chayav Elavim. Ba'amine Rav Amir of Nachman. Now we're going to have a whole list of questions, okay, a lot of them. and most of them are going to end in teku. What if he said this? Okay, what if he excluded this kind of person? What if he says you can't marry this minor? Okay, someone who's not ready for kiddushin yet. Mi amrinan hashta mi ala bar havayahu. This person you can't actually marry because he's a katan and there's no marriage with a katan. O dilma ate lechlal havaya. Or since eventually this katan will be a gadol, then it is a shir beget, in which case the get will be pasul. Amarle. So this one we're going to have an answer for. Tani tua. Let's learn it from here. There's a braita that says ktana mitgareshet bekiddushei avia. If a father marries off his daughter when she's a ktana, right? She can't marry herself off, but her father can marry her off. Then the father dies. So she can actually get divorced, okay, from her father's marriage. Am I? V'habi inan v'yatzav haita. Don't we need to have it that you can only get divorced if you can actually get married, and she and herself couldn't get married. Ela, so why can she get divorced? Because ate lechlal havaya, she's going to eventually become of marriageable age or of divorced age, and therefore you can divorce her. So hachanami, you should say the same with the katan. Ate lechlal havaya, and therefore, if you say chutz mi, a katan marrying you, you know, a particular person who's a katan, that would be a shiur beget. That would be, in other words, it would be a legitimate shiur, leaving over something, right? Leaving someone out, in which case, the get is not a good get. Chutz min hanoladim. What if you say, you can't marry anyone who hasn't been born yet, who's going to be born? Mahu. Hashtamia lo ityali. Do we say he hasn't been born yet? Odilma atide lejimityalde. Or do we say, no, at some future point they will be born, and therefore, again, just like the kiddushei katan, this should work. Amrele tanitua. Let's learn it from le'eved ulovde kochavim. Okay, what does it say in our Mishnah? If you said le'eved or lovde kochavim, what would we say? There's no kiddushin and it's a good get. So im ita eved vove kochavim nami avide de megayre hanach lav. Period. So what are we going to say there? Those people haven't yet converted, right? The eved could be freed and he'll be a Jew, and the ove kochavim could convert, and therefore they're like noladim because they have potential to marry you at some future point. Because they could convert or be freed and become a Jew and could marry you. So therefore, what do you see? The Mishnah excluded these people, right, and said this isn't shir beget. So maybe we should say that the noladim is just like that. And therefore, we're going to say, if you say chutz min noladim, it's not like kiddushei katan. So they say, no, you can't necessarily say that, because what's the difference? Hanach lav li'igiyure kaime, hane li'idyalude kaime. Just because you're an Ove Kochavim, right, it doesn't mean you're going to necessarily convert. Not every Ove Kochavim is going to convert. It's not like he's a Muamad for conversion, right? He's a candidate for conversion. So therefore, what are we going to say? It's not the same as kids who are going to be born, right? Kids are definitely going to be born. Ovdei Kochavim are not necessarily going to convert, and Avadim are not necessarily going to convert. And therefore, those cases, we say, is not Shir Beget. But mina noladim could potentially be. So we don't have an answer. We're just saying we can't learn it from here. Chutz mi baal achota mahu. Now what's the issue with baal achota? This is as opposed to the eshet ish. Okay, right? The brother, the eshet achiv. The eshet achiv, right? The yibum case where you marry your brother's, right? You marry your brother's wife. In general, you're not allowed to. It's isur arayot, even once he's dead. But your sister's husband, you could marry. Once the sister dies, you could marry the sister could marry the husband of her sister, right? Her brother-in-law, but from her sister's husband. So you might say, "Chutz mibala chotah." What's the case? Hashta mielo chazile. Now it's true, right? Do we say because right now you can't marry your sister's husband? Odilma zimnin demeta achotah v'chazile. You could say, but maybe in the future your sister will die and therefore you'll marry. You could marry him. And therefore it is shir beget. Amar le, tinitua, le'eved ulovei kochavim. right, now we're going to say again, what's the issue? Right, just like she could potentially die, they could potentially convert. There it's much more similar now because it's a possibility. We don't know if it'll happen or not. But now what are they going to say? No, because in terms of the odds are not the same. Because right, that the woman would die would be a much more common thing than that an Eved or an Ovei Kochavim would convert. Okay, much more common that she would die. You have to also remember, nowadays women have a longer lifespan than men in general. But in those days, many women died in childbirth, and therefore the chances of her dying were probably greater even than the chances of him dying first. And therefore they're saying, in theory, right, it's still not clear cut. We don't know the answer to this, but they're saying you can't learn it from the Eved and the Ovei Kochavim case because that's got less of a chance. And that's why you could say that case is not a Shir Beget, but this might be Shir Beget because there really might be potential that she'll end up marrying, she'll end up potentially being allowed to marry him.
Wouldn't the Eved be free within 7 years?
No, we're talking about an Eved Knani, not an Eved Ivri. We're talking about the Eved Knani that we've talked about many times. What happens with him? He gets a, right, he becomes a somewhat of a Jew, but not a real Jew, right? He gets a Brit Milah when he comes into your house. He lives in your house, and only if he gets freed, for various reasons, he gets free, right? You're not really allowed to free your Eved, but let's say you hit him or you knocked out a tooth, then he would go free. And when he's freed, right, remember, when he's an Eved, he can only marry a Shifcha. When he gets freed, then he becomes a full-fledged Jew. And he's like a convert, basically. That's the Eved we're talking about. Okay. Chutz mizniutech. What if he says, on the condition that you don't sleep around with people? Mahu. Binisuin haloshir. He didn't say you can't marry anyone. He just said you can't have sex out of marriage, let's say, with someone. Odilma shir babia. Where do we say no? That's also, right, part of marriage is being, having sexual relations. And therefore, if you shir babia, it's also not a good, means again, it's not a kritut. Separation. Amarle tanitua. Let's learn it from our Mishnah. What does it say in our Mishnah? La Abba ula Avicha. Ubimai. What are they talking about in the Abba Avicha case? Binisuin. Abba Avicha b'nei nisuin. You know, it can't possibly be talking about marrying them because the father and the father-in-law she's not allowed to marry. There is no kiddushin tofsim, right? Elala biznud. It must be you're talking about you can't sleep with your father or your father-in-law. Ula'aba, and then let's take it one step further. What case did it say in the Mishnah? Yeah, the case is talking about znut. And what did it say? Only if you say, right, if you don't sleep with, outside of marriage, with Abba v'avicha hu delo shir, but then it won't be considered shir. But hala acher shir, but then it would imply that anyone else, if you sleep with him, right, you're not allowed to sleep with him, that would be shir beget. So they say, no, you can't necessarily prove from there, because what could they say? Dilma b'nisuin da'avra b'intziv. Well, it's true that enki dushin tovsim, but it could be he means that you don't go marry him b'isser. Okay? So therefore, we can't necessarily assume it's talking only about znut, and therefore we can't assume that we can infer from here that znut by anyone else would be considered shiur, and it wouldn't count. So we don't know. Next question. Chutz mishalo kedarka. What if he says, right, we learned about bia kedarka, bia shalo kedarka, right, whether it's homosexual relations, right, with a woman, and it's having anal sex, would that be a problem? Let's say you just said, you can have regular sex, but you can't have anal sex with anyone. Mahu. Bikedarka halo shir? Do we say, well, you didn't have shir bikedarka? Odilma mishkevei ishaktiv. Says lo, right, that's the pasuk by homosexuality. Isha sheyishkav et zachar mishkevei isha. Okay, and then, so we learn from there, that includes, right, it means really, it's part of bia. Okay, and therefore it would be considered shir. Chutz mehaparat nedarayach. Now we're going to have all sorts of things that we know about a woman to be the case, that she's connected to her husband, they're linked by this issue. So if he says, I'm going to, you're not going to be my wife for all issues except for this. So chutz me'afarat nedarecha, I'm still going to be able to be made for your nedarim, mom. Binisuin haloshir, in other words, when it comes to marriage, you can go marry someone else. O dilma, or do we say, no, ishayi kimen of ishayi firena. Since your husband is the one who can be made for your nedarim, if he's maintaining those rights to her, then he's maintaining rights of ishut, in which case it wouldn't be a good get. Chutz mitrumotayich. Let's say he says to her, if you marry a Kohen, you won't be allowed to eat truma. Mahu b'nisuin haloshir. He says you can marry a Kohen, he just says you can't eat truma.
But she can't.
What do you mean, but she can't?
She can't marry a Kohen. The whole issue is a
get. Oh, right, if she's divorced. So how could this even be the case? Yeah, that's a good question. What do we mean?
Shim Tinasil the Kohen? Maybe going back to her father's.
But Rashi says, if you marry a Kohen, he won't give you truma.
Maybe
that's very
it's
weird.
Lot,
so how could that be?
What if she's a bad Kohen?
No, but if you... Right, so that could be an issue, but then it's not really his jurisdiction over her. She would have to be somebody that would affect her future marriage. How could you possibly have a case of that?
If he dies first, she's okay.
Bashir,
if he dies first...
No, but then it's not a get.
Maybe she just does it illegally.
No, say maybe if it's a love, and she, exactly.
No, but if she marries a Kohen against the law, she's not allowed to eat truma. She's a grusha. She can't eat truma. I have no idea.
She's not allowed to do a lot of these things we've been talking about.
No, the question is if he says to her, except I'm reserving the rights that you can't eat truma, so is that considered shir beget or not? But the question is how
he
could
has
she?
No rights right, to
he hasn't.
No truma because she can't eat
she
truma.
She can't eat truma anyway.
She can't look at Tosfos.
What?
Look at
yeah, what does Tosfos say?
Oh, okay.
She didn't see the coin. And ain't near Ella Reed, but lab hachi lo achla betruma. The grusha mitchalel bebiat coin. Right, okay.
So they're saying.
Okay.
Saying there's
When you're the farish, chutz mitruma shehu kohen, and megar shelachol davar chutz shelo teaser b'chilata. I have a shir the kinyan kaspo. I'm a rachman al yedek kedushin achol mitruma, kedushin alav ve'enzer kritur odom b'kedushin.
They're saying, based on the Rikva, that one possible answer is that a divorcee who marries a priest may partake of truma before they engage in sexual intercourse.
Interesting. So that there's a very small
window.
Okay, so you'd have to say that there's this very small window where before she actually sleeps with the Kohen, because the Isser is to have Bia with the Kohen, so therefore she might be eligible for that interim time between the time of the Nisuin until they actually sleep together, and that's what he's preventing her from having. Okay, it's
the
a question.
It's a
I think, right, I think the
connection.
They're raising a lot of questions that maybe even theoretical questions and kind of saying, what if he maintains some sort of right that has to do with the marriage rights of a woman? Okay, so do we say, b'nisuin haloshir, he's allowing her to marry, odilma kinyan kaspoktiv. Right, it's, by truma it says who can eat truma kinyan kaspo, and she can't be a full kinyan kaspo, right? If she doesn't have rights to eat truma, chut mi yirushatech mahu. He says I won't inherit. Rather, your future husband can't inherit your property. Binisuin haloshir. Do we say well he's allowing her to remarry? Odilma l'she'ero biyarasho taktiv. Where do we learn that a husband can be Yoresh's wife? The pasuk says. If he doesn't have brothers, then he gives his nachala l'she'ero hakarov elav mimishpachto to the nearest relative, v'yarash otam. Okay, and he inherits it. Now, this isn't talking about the husband and wife, but they darshan from this pasuk because it says she'ero. She'ero is usually your wife, and it says v'yarash otah. So they learned the husband inherits his wife from this pasuk. So they're saying, again, who inherits? Someone who's she'ero. If you're going to prevent the future husband from inheriting from her, well, then she's not considered she'ero. And then again, it would be shir beget. Chutz mikidushech b'shtar. What if it says you can't be married b'shtar, which means she could still marry b'kesef or b'bia? Right? What if he prevents her from one type of marriage? Mi amrinan efshar d'makadosh l'b'kesef u'b'bia. O Dilma, right? He can marry her some other way. O Dilma biyatzava haita itko shavayot lahadade. In other words, if she can't do any one, well, then she can't. You know, then you can't divorce her if she's not allowed to be marrying in that way. Teku. Okay. So again, we don't have answers to all these questions except for the very first one about the kiddushei katan. Okay. Now let's go back to what I said before. Now we're going to get to gufo shel get. Okay. That's how the mission starts. Gufo shel get harei muteret lechol adam. Okay, he says very simply, you need to say the words in the get, you are mutar l'chol adam. You maybe should have said this before the previous Mishnayot about what if you say harat mutar l'chol adam chutz miploni, right? The order is very strange. We're going to see particularly when we get to the very last daf, and the last daf is all about on what basis can you divorce your wife, okay? Can you divorce her just because she burnt your food? Famous machloka b'chama b'hillel. Again, you would have thought maybe that would be the first thing to talk about. interesting, the order, maybe we could talk about it this year. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer, vidan tehavi l'chi minai. Okay, this is, by the way, very strange. All of a sudden, we're talking Aramaic in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah is always in Hebrew. And first of all, this is proof that in Eretz Israel, even in the time of the Tanaim, they did speak Aramaic. The Mishnah was written in Hebrew, but clearly they were speaking Aramaic. Otherwise, you wouldn't put the Lashon of Aramaic into a get. Okay, why he chose to put in Lashon of, you know, Aramaic, it's a question. Okay, v'dan dehave l'chi minai. This will be, okay, dan is this. This will be dehave l'chi minai for you from me, a sefer teruchim v'igeret shvukim, a book of splitting, of breaking, an igeret of aziva, like to let you go. V'get piturin, okay, and a get that exempts you, l'mehach, l'hitnes, l'mehach, okay, from, what?
To go,
that's what it says, l'mehach?
Yeah.
Okay. To go lihit naspa, to go marry, l'chol gevar diyitz tavyan, to any man that you want.
It's, I'm sorry, I just have to say, it's so interesting that this is so clear, and yet they allow Tanaim. I think it shows that men didn't want to relinquish all of their rights.
uh-huh.
Psychologically.
Mm-hmm. And therefore they allowed...
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is so clear.
Right, it's so clear that it has to be a total split. And yet we allow all sorts of Tanaim. Right, I agree with Shari that the whole issue of Tanaim is very troublesome in the way I understand it is, since in any sort of document you can always have Tanaim conditions, therefore they have to apply that here also. It's the whole thing that we saw before about how similar is a get to a regular shtar.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. It's an acquisition, and now you're letting go of the acquisition. And since laws of conditions applied in any shtar, they could not allow laws of conditions to apply here. Now, you know, whether they...
There's so many cases that they're not the same.
Right. They are definitely different, and they could have made it different, but right. So then that goes with what Sherry's saying about men wanted to kind of keep their power over... women to a certain extent to allow these sort of tanaim, and obviously that opens a Pandora's box and makes it very confusing, and that's what the last number of dapim were all about which conditions are okay and which conditions aren't okay, and you know what is considered that there is a split, there isn't a split, and it's very, very complex at that point. It would have been simpler had they just said it has to be a get, pre-toot, separation right now, no future conditions, no nothing. It's a very good question to keep, you know, to think about. Don't obviously have a great, you know, the answers to why they did allow it. It's difficult. So now, this will be your get, okay, that you can marry anyone you want. And now the question is Rabbi Yehuda saying that you can write this and not Hareat Mutarat L'chol Adam, or does he say this is in addition to Hareat Mutarat L'chol Adam? Okay, that's a question. And the other question, which isn't clear here, and the other question is, what does Rabbi Yehuda need you to say this? Okay, now what he's really saying is, this will be for you the thing that's, right, the book that's going to separate between us. Right? Remember, it's using the words from the Torah, Sefer Kritut. It actually doesn't say Kritut, but Teruchin is like a translation of Kritut. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't say this, what's the problem? We're going to see this in the Gemara. That the document just becomes a document of proof that I divorced you, but not that the document itself affects the divorce. That's the issue. It has to be clear here that this document is what is causing you to be split from me, because that's what the Torah says. It has to be a document. It has to be handed to her. Okay, there's a shtar that affects an act, and then there's a shtar that's just a proof, right? Like if I take out a loan, so, you know, I take out a loan, and then we write a shtar. The shtar is just proof that we had a loan. But here, the shtar is more than just a proof. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda says you have to write this in the get. Gufo shel shtar shichur, shel get shichur. What do you write if you're releasing your slave? Hareat bat chorin. Okay, let's say it's a maidservant. They're comparing a woman to a maidservant. You're a bat chorin. You know, the woman divorced to a maidservant here. Hareat la'atzmech. You have your own rights. Okay, so now we're going to start saying, what if you switch the lishonot? And use the lashon of the maid, right, of the get shichur for a maidservant, and use it on the woman, or vice versa. Pshita amar la leishto harat bat chorin lo amar lo klum. Okay, here's your proof that they actually did think that women who were married were free We're free women, okay? Because they're saying it doesn't say it, it doesn't do anything. She is a free woman. I mean, yes, she has certain things she has to give to her husband, but she is, in theory, a free woman. You wouldn't call her a slave. Amar la l'shifchato, what if he says to the slave, harem uteret l'chol adam? Again, lo amar v'lo klum. It doesn't mean anything to her. That's not a get shichwar for her to say you're mutar l'chol adam. But amar la l'isha, if he says to the woman, his wife, harat l'atzmeich mahu. What if he says you are to yourself, like you're your own owner? Maybe that would mean, right? Legamre kamarla, does he mean entirely, meaning that you're a free woman, you can go marry anyone you want. Maybe I shouldn't say you're a free woman, right? You're free to marry anyone you want. You're a patur from me. Oh, lemelacha ka'amrala. Or is that a lashon like the bat chorin that your melacha, right, your work is your own? Okay, but it doesn't have anything to do with who you can sleep with and who you can marry. Amrala Ravina l'Rav Ashi. Ravina says, Rav Ashi, let's learn it from here. Tashma, ditnan, gufo shel get shichur, harayat bat chorin, harayat la'atzmech. It works harayat latzmech for a shtar shichur for a shifcha. So ma avda dekane le'legufe, just like an eved. What's an eved? He has rights to her body, right? That's a very strong kinyan. He owns her body, like any slave is owned by the owner. So ki amale harayat latzmech kane gufe, right? If he says harayat latzmech, she buys back her whole body, right, for everything. So isha delo kani gufe, wouldn't you think then a woman who doesn't have her gufa kanoi to her husband, her body doesn't belong to her husband, lo kol shekein, it should all the more so work if we say harayat latzmech that she should now become free to marry anyone she wants. So therefore they think that harayat latzmech would work by a woman. So amar le ravina le rav ashi, amar le lavdo, what about this one? Ain li esek bach mahu. Would it work if you say to your eved, I don't want to have anything to do with you? Would that free him? Amar le Rav Chanin le Rav Ashi. V'amar le Rav Chanin michozana le Rav Ashi. Okay, whether it was Rav Chanin or Rav Chanin from Chozna. Tashma, let's learn from here. Detanya. Hamochir avdo l'ove kochavim yatsa l'cheiru b'tzarich get shichur mirabo rishon. If you sell your slave to an oved kochavim, he goes free, because you're not allowed to do that. But he goes free. But what's the issue? Do you remember this? Since you have a kinyan guf, you own his body, you can't sell that to a non-Jew. So therefore, you still have rights to his body, and therefore, tzarich get shichur mirabo rishon. His owner who sold him has to actually free him also with a get shichur. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, b'me dvarim amarim, this is going to be the part that's relevant to us, shelo katav alav ono, aval katav alav ono zehu shichuro. That's as long as he didn't write, we're going to see what ono is in a minute, but if he wrote ono, that is his shichur. So my ono, Amar Rav Sheshet dekatav leif, they wrote him, l'chishet tivrach mimenu ein li esek bach. Ono is a shtar. But if he writes this shtar, it wasn't a shtar shichur, but he wrote in this shtar, if you run away, I'm selling you to this guy, but if you run away from him, I have nothing to do with you, meaning I'm freeing your body, then that's a good shtar. So what do you see? If you say ein li esek bach, then it is a lashon of freedom for a slave. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'dein dehava l'chim, inai sefer teruchim b'yigeret shvukin. Now we're going to get to the words of the get. So first of all, b'may kamiflikei. What's the machloka between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama? Rabbanan savre yadayim she'em mochichot havi nadayim. Okay, back to nedarim. You remember this? If you say something that's not clear what you mean, it's clear enough. That's what Chachamim say. If you say harayat mutaret l'chol adam, it's clear what's implied here. In other words, it's not exactly clear, but it's sufficient. Ve'af agav de lo katav la v'dein, even though you don't say, and this is what I'm using to affect the get, muchachamilta de b'hai gita kamakarishla, it's clear that he's divorcing her and using the document, even though he didn't say so. Rabbi Yehuda savar yadayim she'em mochichot lo havin yadayim. In other words, basically, you must spell things out. You can't leave anything up to assumptions. V'tama dekatav la v'dein demucha milta v'dein. Why do you have to write a v'dein? Why do you have to write that in the get? Demucha chamilta debahai gita kamigarishla. It's because you have to prove that you're using this get to affect the divorce. Aval lo katav la v'dein amri b'dibura garsha v'shtar ra'aya ba'almahu. If you don't write it, then we're going to think that you're just megarish her when you give her the get and say, harayat mutar l'chol adam, and that's the act of gerushin. And the shtar is just a proof that you did something. But it's not actually the document that's affecting the divorce. So that's why he needs you to say this. Amar Abai. Haima dekatav gita, lo lichtav. Now we're going to have a whole bunch of things. Be careful how you write it. Okay, don't write vidin with a yud. Demashma vidin. People will think that it means it's a law that I have to divorce you. Okay, which obviously it isn't. Ela vidin, vidin without a yud. And then they'll know, they won't pronounce it with a chirik, right, an e. Velo lichtav igeret, with a yud. Demashma igeret, okay, with a yud. What's this? So some people say it's a roof, which seems very strange. Other people say there's another translation that's igrat, which means intizne, which means if you go sleep around, it'll be a get. It sounds like, but if you don't, then it won't be. Ela igeret without a yud. The low lift of limehach with a yud, demashma li mehach, okay, which means me from you, meaning you'll belong to me rather than I'm getting rid of you. The low lift of limechach, meaning be careful when you write limechach, that you write it with a, you know, this is all now going to be, the next things we're going to see are how you write and how the letters all look similar to each other. If you don't leave enough of a space, it won't look like a hey, it'll look like a chet, timashma kichocha, it'll sound like he's making a tzchok of her, like he's laughing at her. Okay, like from the chayech, right? Chocha. Diyit havyan, diyit yatzvyan. Okay, first of all, diyit havyan wasn't even in here. So all of a sudden now, okay, and here you can look at it. We don't have time to look through it, but you can all look at home on the sheet. I gave you the nusach of a get, which I showed you once before, but now you have it again. And you're going to see, I underlined specifically the words that are referenced in the Mishnah. But there's all sorts of words that were added here that now the Gemara is already referring to without having said that these words appear in the get, okay? Diyit havyan is not there, and the next word, kidi, is not there, okay? They're words that they added later, or kido, not kidi. Anyway, they're words that got added later, and it's just obvious to the Gemara they're not even talking about it. So that's just in terms of how they things develop, and they don't even make mention. Here you need three yuds. Tlata tlata yudin. And diyit havyan, the diyit yit yatzvyan. Dimashma tahavyan v'titzavyan. Okay, the next issues are going to be that if you do it with two yuds, it's going to look like you're talking about feminine future tense, atem or him. Okay, them. Which means that you might think it's a document that doesn't refer specifically to her. Okay? If you add an extra yud, it's tihiyi, you will be in the future. Okay? It's adding you plus future tense. So it's saying that you will be, but if you don't have that extra yud, you might think it's they will be, other women. Velorche levav de teruchim. Make sure the vav is long in teruchim. In the middle, there's a vav there. Make sure you write it long enough so it doesn't get confused with a yud. Velevav de shivukin. Why? Because again, the same concern. Demashma trichin ushvikin. You might be talking about women in general who were divorced. Okay? But if you say, this is your get teruchim, this is for you. Okay? Belorche levav dichdo. Again, the vav of kado should be long. Demashma uchdi. Uchdi means nothing. Okay? There's two different translations. One is, it means nothing, which is not a good thing to say. It sounds like nothing here in the get. Okay? These are the words that says, ukido patirach ushvikat, and when you are will be divorced and separated, etc., then it says, and you will be allowed to go marry anyone you want. So now they're going to say, if you say uchdi, other people say that kidi, I think it's the Rambam says that it, or someone else says, it sounds like you're saying a condition in the get. And then you're making some condition, and that's a problem. Below lichtav le'itnisba. Okay, in Aramaic, the hey of hifil, like hitpalel is a hifil word, okay? It means causative. So if itnasba in Aramaic, you would use an aleph. But in this case, don't use an aleph. Demashma, you should use the hey instead. Demashma lo yitnasba. You might think it's don't, right? If you make a little separation between lo yitnasba, right? Sometimes people forget to put a break in the word. People say, oh, look, it says you can't get married. Okay? Ela lihitnasba. You should use the hey. Okay? Ibailu. Last thing. Be'inan vidan. Olo be'inan vidan. Do you need to write this sentence or not? In other words, do we hold like Rabbi Yehuda or not? Tashma, let's learn it from here. De itkin rava begite, ech palnya bat planya, bar planya. By the way, this thing that Rava was mitaken appears, you can look later in our version of the get, somewhat, you know, a little loosely, but basically like Rava said. Rava said that in the get you should write, ech planya bar planya, patra vitarach yat plonita, he exempted and separated from so-and-so, intita, his wife, Dahavat intite min kadam dina. Okay, she was his wife from before. Miyoma dinan from now, ule olam, and forever. Now, what do you notice here? V'ilu dan lo ka'amar. He didn't say, I'm sorry, dan lo ka'amar. He didn't say, and this will be your, etc. So they say, what are you talking about? V'ilit ameich, according to your logic, kulu mi ka'amar. Rava didn't say everything that's supposed to be written in this get. He didn't say you're supposed to say harayam mutar l'chol adam, right? What was Rava mitakein? To add this to the get, not that this should be in place of. So elab inan, and we know that you need to say other things, so hachanami b'inan. So you can learn from here that obviously there's other things also, and you can't necessarily learn from here that you don't need to write bidan. And as you see, which is very, very common in the development of all these types of things, like whether it be tfilot or other things, that once there's all sorts of precedents for adding certain things, generally when it comes to things like this, when it's like ceremonial things, they just add everything. So if you look at home in the Nusach of the Get, you'll see that it has Harayat Mutar L'Chol Adam, it has the whole thing, B'dein, Dehavilu Minaychon, has all the extra words we saw in the Gemara, the Kedu, the Diyat Havayim, etc. It has the stuff of Rava also. Okay? That's in terms of development of the Get.